Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The past year has been difficult for museums. At the beginning of the pandemic, many were scrambling to figure out how to move their work into the digital space. And as the pandemic has continued, there was the question of how to keep visitors engaged in a non-traditional museum space. Now, as spaces have been reopening, there's the question of how to engage visitors in person safely. For the Jewish Museum Milwaukee, the last year has been challenging, but it hasn't stopped them from bringing in new exhibits. Their latest is called Luba Lakova, Designing Justice, and features a retrospective of the visual artist's work, which has become an iconic symbol of social justice movements around the world. Lukova joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers, along with museum curator Molly Dubin, to talk about the exhibit, her work, and the iconography of social justice.
So I'm curious to know just the logistics in the first place of creating an exhibit right now. It must be so complicated. What has that process been like for you?
It's been a really interesting process. You know, as so many other museums, we, of course, needed to close. And my colleagues and I were all working remotely for many, many months. And we were in a position where the exhibit we had just opened basically, you know, was now no longer available. And we just reopened to the public in mid-August. We were able to extend the exhibit that we had by a little bit. So aside from the fact that it had been closed for, you know, the majority of time that it was up, we had a little bit of an opportunity. But, you know, there was this whole kind of period of kind of juggling with plates in the air of trying to figure out, you know, what do we have to do? What do we have to adjust? You know, Luba Lukova's Designing Justice was supposed to be the summer exhibit. We were, you know, coordinating with the DNC. There's so many of the social justice issues that are, you know, addressed so poignantly in her work that we knew we were going to be at the forefront of discussion. And then the pandemic hit and there really wasn't, you know, much of a DNC. And so there was some uncertainty whether it would even take place. And we were so thrilled and appreciative to Luba to be able to have some flexibility in working with us, and to the Museum of Design Atlanta, who we, you know, really worked with to make this happen, that we were allowed to shift it. You know, we were able to shift it to the fall. And, you know, one of the silver linings, if you want to say that, in the midst of, you know, everything that's going on, it almost, you know, feels more poignant, more fitting, more timely that this is happening right now, because social justice is what is on everyone's mind, what everyone is talking about. It is the topic of the moment. We've, of course, taken all kinds of safety precautions in our reopening to allow us to welcome back visitors safely. We have moved to an online ticketing system. We cap the number of visitors, you know, that can come into the space at any one time. We've, of course, got stations with hand sanitizer. We have gloves and styluses for our interactives. When you first walk into the space, we have a system set up that scans for temperatures. We have a taped out one-way path throughout the permanent exhibit and changing exhibit that helps to keep social distancing. So we put all the precautions in place, and this is just such a powerful exhibit. We really hope that people are going to come in and physically experience it and interact with it.
Yes. I just would like to add something that the Museum of Atlanta did to bring the work to you, because these prints are framed and they're under glass, which is very heavy. And some of the frames are huge, 40 by 60 inches. And when the pandemic hit, the Museum of Atlanta basically closed. I didn't have any staff, people to bring the work from the storage space and then transport it to Milwaukee. So only one person, one guy, I believe, from Atlanta was able to do the whole thing. He was the only one that the museum could hire to do that. And luckily, everything went in a perfect shape to Milwaukee. And I saw the pictures. They look really great. The space looks wonderful. But it's a lot of work behind the scene, behind the stage, and with very limited staff. So everybody worked like under pressure, and we did more than we usually do for something like that. But in the end, it worked well. And so happy that you are up and for people to see it, even with limited capacity, but to experience it in person. Because besides the work, there are two walls with interactive elements where people will connect with the colorful strings, different pools, or I don't know how to say it, but they will create their life story. So to be able to do that in a time of extreme situation with hygiene and all that in the public space, I think it's incredible. So yeah, but the Museum of Atlanta too did a great job for transporting everything and adjusting it to the new space, which is completely different than when the exhibit was first shown in a different configuration in Atlanta. So yeah, I think it worked really well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for saying that, Luba, about the transportation logistics. Obviously, you know, shipping things, we normally, you know, oftentimes things will come via air, and that was a big challenge. I mean, and even, you know, going ground, all the issues in the interruptions in, you know, the postal system, those were all things that had to be factored in. And the fact that, you know, Laura at the Museum of Design Atlanta, the executive director there, was able to coordinate for one gentleman to, you know, load up the truck. And basically he just drove straight through from Atlanta to Milwaukee. We unloaded everything, you know, and he turned around and went back. And yeah, if that had not happened, it would have been even more complicated.
Yeah.
Everything right now, because of the pandemic, you know, is a lot more difficult. As you mentioned, of course, there have been issues with the mail. There have been issues with many of the systems that we rely on to make these things happen. Now, I'd like to get a bit back into your artwork, Luba. How do you describe your work for people who aren't familiar with it?
Well, I will say that it's humanistic, it's to the point, it's current. And I always describe myself as a blue collar artist because I deal with these issues that hit us in the face every day. I don't let it wait for too long, just keep the energy of the moment. So that's what I would say. It's very colorful, it's bright, and I think it catches the eyes because of that, but it's really to the point. And it's open for interpretation too, but it's straightforward addressing issues. And also what I would say, it's trying to visualize issues that we all know in an unexpected way with some twists, with some metaphoric twist. But it's humanistic in the first place, I would say. There's always a human element in it.
She's being incredibly humble, incredibly humble. I mean, you are. So many people, you know, commented on that were in the virtual audience at the opening. I mean, I'm guessing, Joy, you've had an opportunity to read some of the background in the press release information, but Luba's work has been utilized around the world for so many purposes. You know, the medium itself, you know, the poster medium, when you think about protest and, you know, you think about, you know, grassroots efforts, of course, that's the medium of the masses, really. That, you know, when you think about the civil rights movement or the Vietnam War or events around the world, you know, what is the medium that people use? It's the poster. So I think that there's that fundamental, incredible connection, you know, and the fact that just her images have spoken so powerfully to countries that have taken her images, used them for protests. The Obama administration, her work was displayed, her original social justice portfolio was displayed at Obama's first inauguration, and several, her healthcare or, you know, health coverage image was, you know, really taken and utilized. There's another piece, Upward Mobility, that was shown in the New York Times, correct? That accompanied an article about Hillary Clinton's campaign dealing with poverty. I mean, her images have been utilized by, you know, some of the most you know, some of the biggest figures in our nation and as I said earlier, around the world. So and they've gone viral in many instances. And that just speaks to the power of how they connect with people.
You know, when you think about the movements that are happening right now, Luba, I mean, you've been doing this work for a long time, for a lot of different movements, but there is so much happening in the United States right now. How do you see your art playing into this movement, and how do you see your art being impacted by the energy of this moment?
Well, I have to tell you that what we see now is kind of the tip of an iceberg, you know, because these energies, these ideas were bubbling for many, many years. For I think throughout even the entire contemporary history, these same issues, they have not disappeared. They exist, and they maybe take a different form each decade or in particular moments of history. But in general, this idea about the struggle, the fundamental justice that we all want and need in our world is always there. And that's to me also the fundamental topic of art in general, because think about, at least for me, all the artworks like literature, theater, music that I admire, they speak, even if they were written hundreds of years ago or decades ago, they speak to us and they never get old. So in that sense, for me, I don't think I have to adjust or change as an artist because I've always done that. And if you can see in the exhibition at the Jewish Museum, if you read the label, some images are 20 years old, you know, and they seem like people think I just did it for something. So even if you think about this racial unrest and civil unrest we have now, that's not new. It's been always there. We feel we're getting better in some areas, but something happens and it shows us it's not perfect yet. So we need to keep working and keep addressing that. But what I could say about my work is that I think sometimes we are bombarded with so much news, like almost every day something new happens. And I think as an artist, I feel you need to just step back a little bit and reflect and really think about it and then transform it through the prism of art and give it this artistic filter, which makes it unifying, because I don't want my work to call for even more violence and even more bad things that ruin the core of our humanity. I want us to unite and to work together and to really love and respect each other. That's truly the message of my work. Even if I recognize certain problems that are beyond even the capacity of art, because not everything art can resolve, but at least art can inspire you to be compassionate, to feel empathy, and to put yourself in the position of someone else who you are not, you know. So that's basically what I do. I want to always want it to be current, to reflect on what's going on, but then to send a message of unity and of only the generosity that art can bring to the table. And I always say art is beyond politics, even if some people can call it political, but it needs to be beyond that and talk about our shared humanity. So yeah, that's my message really in this situation. And everything I do and have done in the past seems like I just did it yesterday for something that we're experiencing now. But that's my message.
I was going to say that, Luba, you should, you know, talk about, there's a couple, but in light of what you just said and the fact that, you know, so many of these images were created now, you know, over 12 years ago, but are so much at the forefront and to some extent much more so. Certainly we've seen, you know, the impact of COVID on the disproportionate, you know, impact, you know, on brown and black households and, you know, in some of these communities and populations that are already, were already struggling, you know, now those issues have amplified. So I was going to say you should talk about, she did an incredible piece for the 50th anniversary of the civil rights movement that, as Luba just said, looks like it was done in response to this moment.
I definitely think so. And unfortunately, that's how I think it is. You know, humanity will never be perfect. It's this, most profound characteristics of humanity that we are between two forces, the good and the evil, and we have to find our path, and we have to not lose our focus of working for justice and working for the good. In every situation that I've been positioned, I feel it's the same conflict and the same dilemma, the same duality that you have to resolve with images. But in my work, I want this to be current and to be really specific for an issue. But the core of it, to me, remains the same in almost everything I do. In almost every image, you can see that duality of forces that that struggle, that in the end you have to look for the light in the situation and for the positive aspect of it. Yeah. Even when you draw something that is not looking pretty, the purpose of it is to realize that this is a call for action to make something right, you know.
Luba Lakova is a visual artist whose posters have become an iconic symbol of social justice movements around the world. Molly Dubin is a curator of the Jewish Museum Milwaukee, which is currently featuring an exhibit of Lakova's work titled Designing Justice. They spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers, and you can see examples of Lakova's work at wuwm.com.